Sorry, I burnt the roast.
What?
I don't know.
It's from Skit.
I just felt like, you know, I really just wanted to be involved in this, like, sorry, touching moment. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
I think of that every time. Also, did I tell you about Jonathan in the secure room? How his song for me is... So yes. At my work, I work in the secure room, which is a really small room where you take, like, checks and gift card orders where you're taking card numbers, because you need to do that securely so that people don't steal information, right?
The bank I worked at didn't make us do it in the secure room.
To be fair, they made you, like...
The bank I worked at...
The whole place was secure, though. We're a grocery store.
I mean, I could write things on paper.
That's true. We're not allowed to have paper on the floor at all. And especially in the secure room. We're not even allowed to have our phones on us.
Well, the story is grocery stores are more secure than banks, apparently.
But, yeah, so Jonathan... First of all, I found out he's a music major, which explains it. But he has little songs that he whistles for everybody. And he started whistling things until I recognized him. And he... whistled Jurassic Park theme, and I recognized it, and that's my song now. And so he'll go, like, he'll do somebody else's theme. Elaine's theme is Star Trek.
And wait, which one? Is Jurassic Park?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's just because I recognized it.
Which Jurassic Park? Sorry. Which Star Trek? Because that's more important.
I don't know.
Because you should recognize at least three of them.
I don't know, John. I don't know which one goes to which.
I mean, hopefully you at least got the Deep Space Nine because you watched that the most.
Gross, they have a Zorro pop figure. And no,
that's
I don't know.
Unrelated.
I don't know. Not that one.
It's Brassy. That's why.
Okay, hang on. It's the one... No, the Jurassic Park one. I'm trying to...
Oh.
Nope, not that one. The intense one. Yeah.
What's up, guys?
The only reason I remember is because of Family Guy.
What's up, guys? Sharks are born with all of their teeth so that they can fend for themselves at birth. Ah, welcome to Dab Shark Podcast.
Don't
joining
they have to
me
fight
on the couch.
Out of the womb?
No, they
don't. They have to fight each other?
No, that's made up.
What?
That fact that you were saying is made up.
It's
fake news.
It's fake news.
Fake facts.
Fake facts.
Is it a fact if it's fake?
No, that's why it's called fake.
This is not a song, it's a fact.
Ah!
Joining me today are James and Emily. Say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
You get jokes.
What?
See, I was nice. I just said hi.
Yeah, I said you get the jokes.
Oh, she gets the joke, so I'm just stupid.
I mean... Did you get the joke?
I don't understand.
Never mind. Redacted.
Yay!
Message redacted.
So guys, that's a great song. So, there's a lot going on. I wanted to start on a semi-serious note and like de-escalate as the podcast goes on. So, it's going to get less serious the more the podcast goes on. As many of you know, there was a shooting. And we're not going to talk specifically about the shooting. I'm going to talk about a phrase in particular that is bothering me. The phrase, well, what's your solution then?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
You're just an asshole. I know this because I have been that asshole.
Well, John, what's your solution for that then?
My solution for that is to stop saying it.
Oh. Okay.
You're not helping anyone. All you're doing is shutting down the discussion. Because people aren't saying that they have a solution. They are saying that the current working process does not work. That means that they are imploring you to look for a better solution. They're not providing one. They're not asking you to provide one. They're asking for some discourse. They want you to talk about it. They want to find a solution so tragedy stops happening. And you saying, well, what's your solution, is you being an asshole and trying to shut someone down with...
And not helping.
Exactly. You're not helping. If you don't want something to happen, then say that as part of your discussion. But have that discussion. It is important always to have a discussion when something terrible happens. You have to talk about things. You have to talk about things.
You have to what, John?
Talk about things.
Once more, for the people in the back?
Nothing gets solved if you don't talk about things.
Also, so here are two sort of scenarios, I guess. The first one being the person who does, you know, say, you know, what's your solution, or they have a solution. So they present a problem, and they're like, this is the only way to fix it. And the other scenario is someone who wants to, like, get more people together and more minds together to come up with a solution. So they are basically the people that are, like, getting the rock rolling. Like, hey, we should probably start talking about this. Like, doesn't everyone else agree that this is a problem? Let's all brainstorm and figure out a solution. Which ultimately will probably come up with a better solution than some asshole who just says, well, this is what we need to do. No, we're going to do this. This will fix the problem.
Yeah, don't also be that guy who thinks there's only one way to solve it, and it's the most extreme of all the solutions. Because there's got to be a happy medium in these things. Always.
There's also always exceptions to the rule. So having more minds together, like, basically will think about those exceptions rather than just one person who has only one perspective, who their solution, although possibly effective, is not going to be 100% like effective. It's not. There are a whole bunch of different variables that have to be taken into account. And multiple people, I don't know, thinking about it and, like, talking about it, might be able to work through those variables.
And there may not be just one solution, but you have to think about it logically and about what's best for everyone and not be shitty. What?
It's great.
Oh. Don't be shitty is what I'm trying to say.
Don't be a dick?
Yeah. What? Literally everything could be solved by don't be a dick. It's incredible.
Weird that it keeps coming back to don't be a dick.
Well, John, there's always exceptions to the rule.
Yeah, because you have to be a dick to get things solved sometimes. That is actually true. Because sometimes you've been the nice guy the whole time, and shit's not getting done. But just those are the exception, not the rule.
Alternately, be excellent to each other.
Which is basically just don't be a dick.
But I feel like it takes your philosophy a little further, John, because you want to be excellent to people so much that you will hurry across the street because you don't want to inconvenience people. No, and I both hate and love that of you, about you. I hate that you pull me along behind you. I walk so slow.
I've stopped doing that.
My legs are so short, John.
I've stopped pulling you.
Yeah, you'll just walk ahead of me.
That's true.
And he'll be waiting on the other side while my fat little legs are waddling along.
What was that, James?
James? No. I swear to God.
No, I was going to say that I do the same thing to Haley all the time. Like if we're walking across the street or something like that, I'll be going extra fast because I want to make sure that, you know, I get to the other side of the street or...
Why?
You
know.
Because it inconveniences other people!
Why does it...
It's kind of like, so when you're, you know, driving, you're trying to find a parking spot, and you're at, like, a grocery store, and you're in that front area, you know, where they have crosswalk areas everywhere, just because they're like, you know what, people have the right of way here in this entire country of the front of the store, so you can just fuck off and wait. So you're just sitting there, and you see someone coming out of the store, about to cross your path, you kind of want to just, like, gun it. But you know that they'll be pissed off at you, and you'll probably hit someone.
I don't care.
So you kind of just sit there, and then they're sitting there. Either they take their sweet ass time crossing, or they do that fucking thing where they like go at an angle. So they're just like taking the absolute longest amount of time to get out of your path, and then by the time they get out of your path, someone else is walking through your path. So it's that sort of thing where it's like I want to get across as fast as possible
because
so
you don't want to be a dick to someone.
Because I put myself in their position, like, would I want this person to hustle and get out of my way? Or should I just run them over?
Inconvenience them as little as possible?
People get so bent out of shape about stuff.
It's because you treat people the way that you want to be treated. I want people to hurry for me, too.
Everybody has to get where they're going, eventually.
And if everybody moves faster, we all get there faster.
Just take it slow and don't be in such rush.
Chill. I'm sure everyone thinks like that.
In some cases, I do think like that. But not when
I'm trying to find a fucking... Just calm the fuck down!
No, not when I'm trying to find a fucking podcast.
Okay, now I want to preface this for the podcast listeners. She's saying that I walk fast. No, you walk slow.
I do.
I walk at least at the normal speed.
I'm trying.
See? You didn't even deny it.
No, I know I walk slow. Some people just aren't very nice to the slow people.
I beat you across the friggin' street walking normal speed.
You don't just beat me across the street.
Beat you while going across the street?
Please help.
This is not a dance.
Oh, I can't stand Rick and Morty anymore. The fan base has fucking ruined it for me.
I don't talk to the fan base. That's why I was able to like things that I liked for so long. Because I don't talk to anyone else, except for, like, you guys, who like the things I like. And I do that intentionally. Because I fucking hate people. People ruin things.
You also don't get out as much as me. And I have to go see all types of people.
Also, don't you specifically avoid popular things because you don't want to be, like, watching the same thing others are watching?
More purposefully.
It's more like I don't want to have my impressions influenced by their opinions.
God, Avengers is the best movie ever. John, like, 10 years later. Oh, yeah, I guess it's okay.
It was two, first of all.
Second
but I did actually wait deliberately so that I would have, like, no trailer in my mind or anything.
Can you take the sock off?
I could,
it's cutting. It's cutting my foot?
Why do you wear socks that cut your feet? Socks are supposed to be comfortable.
It's elastic.
Right.
It's supposed to be the most comfortable thing.
There's
That's why I hate fucking uncomfortable socks.
No better feeling than brand new fucking socks.
Except when you buy the wrong fucking kind.
I think there are plenty of better feelings. Warm socks.
Okay, that's fair.
I could get a sock warmer.
Warm new socks.
Yeah.
Oh.
My comfy socks are in the dryer right now. I could do the podcast and we'll get them when
I
want to.
You could. I was going to say don't, but...
Dude, I bought some socks the other day, and they were really, like, tube socks, apparently. And they're, like, thin, super thin, like, elastic-y socks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
I'm sorry.
It sucks, because it's like a 24-pack, and I'm like, why the fuck did I buy this?
You got bad socks.
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention to the packaging. I was rushed, because I wanted to get out of the fucking building.
Tube socks themselves are not bad. It's just, like, you get those really, really bad ones sometimes. If you get the ones that have, like, the thick heel and thick toe...
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, no, these ones are, like, super thin all the way through, and also, like, really long, and, like, don't stay up on my fucking calves, because I'm fat.
Yo!
It's like, oh, okay, I guess I'm just going to slide down and be a regular sock, except with, like, fucking, looks like my ankle has a goddamn girdle, like I'm fucking...
just trying to lose weight!
They're compression socks!
Compression socks.
For old people!
Kind of reminds me of, like, Elizabethan times with the fucking neck thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you look like a bird.
It's called a cravat.
Cravat?
Yeah.
You're a cravat.
You're a crevasse.
I mean...
You're a snood.
But anyway,
I was snoodus today.
What is the snood? Oh, it's your hair thing. What? It's a crocheted little thing to go over your head.
That is true. It is also that. But it's also the dangly bit on the front of Turkey's face.
Oh!
Sounds like something that Dr. Seuss made up.
I mean, you're not wrong. So anyway, guys, I told you we were going to start dark and get lighter, and boy howdy.
It was real fast.
Go for
that curve was vertical.
Fucking socks. Okay, yeah, that's right.
So, what's the next news story we got to cover here?
I actually did kind of, like, have a question
about
the thing that you were mentioning about the shooting that shall not be named apparently.
Oh, I don't mind if we name it. It's just, I didn't know if you guys wanted to talk about it, so I didn't want to force it on you.
I want to be respectful to them and their families.
Well, I was just kind of curious what people, like, were people trying to spark up the whole gun control debate again, and then people were just like, what's your solution?
Well! And yes, that's exactly
boy
the context of that.
Fucking howdy.
I'm going to talk about Alex Jones again.
Okay.
Now, because he is a guy who works for him, Kit, who started a whole bunch of shit. That wasn't on purpose, I swear. But you all better prepare!
God damn it, John.
So, anyway, this guy was doing research on the guy and was like, oh yeah, he's a registered Democrat! And he's funded by this terrorist group! And so and so, and such and such. And making shit up. He got the wrong name. He got the wrong birth date. He got the wrong fucking picture.
Okay.
It was the wrong person.
Okay, that's awful.
It was entirely wrong. All of his facts. But he was saying that this was a terrorist, and it turned out that, I want to point this out, this is false too. He supposedly was part of a white nationalist group. It was later discovered that that white nationalist group was either fucking lying or stupid.
Or stupid liars.
Because like, oh, we thought it was this guy. I'm also not saying the name deliberately.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember his name because I don't even care or want to. He's...
Don't say the name, don't show the picture.
Piece of shit human being.
Yeah. Anyway, so this guy Kit, this piece of shit, I'm so tickled, he was just blatantly fucking lying and got called out by a ton of people, including a lawyer. It was like, seems to me what this is defamation. I think I might have a defamation lawsuit. Hey, you kid. Oh, yeah, he was also trying to say that it was a communist. A communist Democrat.
All right.
He was also... Fucking, this guy was insinuating that just because he was a Democrat, he was going to shoot people.
Wow. That's
that doesn't make any sense.
Okay. I do think that there is actually proportionately more Democratic shooters... But I think that that's completely fucking unrelated. But the mindset behind someone who is a Democrat might have something to do with that. That said, again, there's no actual fucking correlation there between your political stance and whether you're going to be a shooter or not. It's just your actual mindset. And they happen to more often, again, more often, not always, be Democrat.
Well, you have to be like a Democrat to be a terrorist and stuff, right? I thought...
But that also doesn't take into account all the racists that are Republican who would lynch people or put them in jail or shoot them.
Republicans shoot more people, but Democrats are just better at it.
Holy shit, James.
That's fucked up.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I also want to point out to the podcast that we make jokes because things are fucking shitty, and that is how we deal with them.
And I'm also a horrible person.
There's that, too. I made a pretty bad joke, too.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was, yeah, but I made a pretty bad joke, too.
Fucking Dr. Seuss fucking rhyming over there? Yeah, you made shit done.
Anyway, InfoWars is fucking ridiculous. Still. And people still fucking go to that guy for fucking news.
But at least, you know, frogs. And alternative lifestyles.
They don't... I just don't... Okay, anyway, back to good news again. Shit, is there any good news?
Aside from shooting people, Republicans are also really bad at being nice to people on DACA. DACA.
They're... Jesus fucking Christ, I had already forgotten. My brain is blocking out stupid right now, and this is one of the stupidest things. We've talked about DACA a number of times on this podcast. We've gone into in-depth onto what a dreamer is, when it was first... the whole initiative for them was initiated. Who did it? That's of particular importance here in a moment. Because our president, this very morning of the recording, said the following. As soon as it loads, cannot believe how badly DACA recipients have been treated by the Democrats. Totally abandoned. Republicans are still working hard. I am not of either party. I tend to go for sanity versus, you know, bipartisan fucking political system. That, however, is just fundamentally wrong. In so many ways. And if you've been watching the news... At all.
The real news, not the fake one.
Even the fake news has been saying it is the thing. Like, whichever side you decide is the fake news has been saying the same thing as the news.
So, both fake and not fake news?
The Democrats were the ones fighting for DACA. And then suddenly this morning the president decided it's been Republicans this whole time, and him. Did he forget which side he was on?
Maybe it's like one of those Scooby-Doo mysteries where at the very end it's like, all right, let's unmask this Democrat. And then they pull off the mask. And, it was a Republican the whole time.
Okay, so I can shed some light on this mystery and why he said that. This is really fucking stupid. There was a bill proposed that actually made concessions for everything that the Republican Party had asked for. But because it wasn't going to include funding for the wall, the infamous wall that Mexico's supposed to pay for, the president threatened to veto.
Wait, so why do we need funding for a wall that Mexico's going to pay for? This sounds like one of those assholes.
Again.
He fucking emails you, he's just like, hey, I'll send you a check for $2,000. Can you send me a check for $1,000 first? And they're like, oh, okay, I guess this makes sense, you know. We'll pay for the wall, and then Mexico will pay us back. That's how it works, right?
Mexico's good for it.
Yeah, the Nigerian princes, no, they know what they're doing.
So, basically, there's a lot of things wrong with that statement. First of all, God fucking damn it.
Yep.
It was not even a secret that he threatened to veto. That's why I knew about it. Because the news knew about it.
Wait, was that the fake news or the real news or the real fake
both news?
Both news! Oh, shit.
That's the thing, like, if both groups are agreeing on something, then it has to be news. Right? If both what's accused of being fake news and the real fake news are saying that it's news, then it has to be news. Which means that he's trying to gaslight the entire fucking country into believing something that we all know isn't true.
But he tweeted about it, so it's news.
The thing is, he can't just start turning down the gas all at once. That's not how gaslighting works. You have to gradually do it, which he was doing a good job, and then suddenly he just shut the fucking thing off. We're like, hey, it's dark. I'm not going mad. It's not, I'm not blind. It's dark in here. You fucking idiot. And if you read the slew of tweets, there are either people from his side that are saying, don't do this DACA thing, just deport them all, which is his side not supporting him, or there's people from the other side saying, you fucking twat, you're the one who took out DACA. Now, I want to say that, as per his idea, he actually wanted to grant amnesty to twice the number of people that DACA would allow. But, and there's a big caveat there.
A big but.
A big, big but.
I cannot lie.
It's not a good-looking one, either. There's some problems with that, because it's not legally enforced right now. So, in the meantime, while the DACA, or the Dreamers, are not protected by DACA, they're also not protected by this thing that the president hasn't done yet, that he said he's going to. Which, as you know, means they are currently unprotected by the Republicans!
So is it sort of like the whole healthcare reform where it's like, we'll go on ahead and remove this whole Obamacare thingy, and then we'll put something in its place later, whenever we feel like it?
No, because he kind of had a... Okay, I am not there to see what the actual full plan is the thing. So I couldn't tell you, because it hasn't been released, what it all says. I know the proposal was supposed to take care of twice as many people, but also not be Obama's plan. And I want to point that out. Most of what has been happening is he was snubbed by Barack Obama. Before he ran, people were saying, Omarosa, in fact, that we talked about last week, was saying that everyone who had snubbed him was going to pay when he was president. He has been systematically dismantling everything that the former president did up to this point, for better or worse.
Mostly worse.
Mostly worse. He was trying to blame the other side for something they did not do. And anyone watching from the fucking sidelines is like, this whole thing is fucking nuts.
Yeah, no, that's... I knew that just mentioning that was gonna, like, bring back the hatred and the anger.
What do we do? Like, that's the thing. Like, we can see, and we know, for a fact, he's full of shit. But there's nothing we can do about it. He's free to say whatever his senile fucking brain can concoct. And he gets away with it. He's like, oh yeah, we have these fake jets that we're selling to you. Okay, that's from a video game. No, we totally have them. Okay, Mr. President.
Those are fake jets, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's... I think I've brought it up a couple times, how it just, as a still young adult, is very disheartening as far as our actual, like, as far as our political system is concerned. The fact that someone in such high power can just be such a child and he gets away with it, and actually has a bunch of people right there with him and saying that, he's just saying what everyone's thinking. No, he's not.
He's not. Nobody's thinking that. If you're thinking that, you're stupid and insane.
Hey, he's loud and wrong.
Yes, there's that.
You tell it how it is, John.
I try very hard to tell it how it is without including my opinions and things. That's not true. I include my opinions every single fucking time I say something.
How it is so relative, because people...
That's the thing. Like, I can only interpret reality the way that I sees it, and the way that I sees it is not the way that he sees it, and it's also not the way that people I've confided in sees it. And I don't think it's the way that you sees it, because you keep listening to us.
Maybe most people are just, like, either on board with us, or just like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
You're either with us, or you're very confused.
There is that, yes.
Or you're with us and confused, because I know I'm confused most of the time.
Or you're against us, no baby.
What?
What the fuck?
What, they're against us.
What?
They're against, get it? Against?
Do you want to know who else is against us?
Like,
in America? The Russians.
Okay, James, take it away.
Them Russians, they made
just
email
like the
servers.
Russians took away the election.
I mean, you're actually starting correct.
Yeah, they made the email servers and they gave them to Hillary and like, here you go.
That's misinformation.
Oh.
You started correct.
That's fake news.
That's fake news? Shit, I should go work for fucking CNN or whatever.
13 Russian nationalists have been indicted today by Robert Mueller.
Indicted?
Yes. Sure. Why not? For allegedly being involved in a troll farm that was created by friend of the Kremlin... Fuck, what's his name?
Fuck, well, that's an interesting name.
It's an odd name.
You ever heard that? Fuck.
I mean, Farquaad.
Farquaad's his name?
John Lithgow?
No. Fuck, what is this guy's name?
Donald Trump.
No, don't do that.
Sorry.
Okay, basically, one of the friends of Vladimir Putin himself is the owner of the company who started this faux company to make a troll farm in order to influence our elections.
Yevgeny Prigozhin? Prigozhin?
Yeah, that's the one. And again, I'm going to say allegedly, because they have to prove guilt for every fucking scumbag. Regardless of how guilty they are innocent until proven guilty. Okay? So, just for the record, they are innocent until proven guilty. But, I'm going to say what I'm going to say based on the assumption that the investigation is going well. They are allegedly guilty of influencing our political season.
Oh yeah, like sowing distrust and shit like that in our...
In our government and in our politicians. And making people trust Donald Trump. And specifically, not trust Hillary. There were allegations that they have been involved in minority groups and trying to sway them towards a third party, or at the very least, away from Hillary.
Pretty much what I got from this article, which we'll be linking in the show notes, is the fact that, well, I think it is a step in the right direction. It's progress. Because, honestly, the stuff that's covered in this article, besides, like, a few of the small details, have been things that people have been saying, or largely Democrats have been saying, all this entire fucking year. And it's been, like, things that we have, you know, accused people of, but not actually officially. Whereas now, if there's an official indictment, that charges are going, like, potentially going to be filed.
That means that there's evidence.
Yeah. So basically, it's this past year, they've been building up their evidence, and now they're actually being like, instead of just saying, we think that this is happening, we're pointing the finger and being like, this happened, and you fucking did it. And so I think that just because I know a lot of people are all, like, getting on Democrats' case about, like, oh, fucking Russian collusion is a fucking meme now. Just...
And this, in light of the Nunes memo, and the further memo to be coming soon, and the fact that the president has said there's absolutely no collusion, and we know without a shadow of a doubt now that there was some collusion, we are just, you know, rounding up everyone who was involved, which there have already been arrests, and now there are indictments. It's looking more and more like there was some collusion, guys.
But no, Senior Cheeto said there was no collusion, so...
And I, for one, believe him at his word, because that would be what a smart person does.
Because he says how it is, and it is not, like, collusion.
And you know what? He would never do anything in his own best interest over the interests of the American people at large.
His best interests, his friend's best interests, you know.
Human's claws. Man, stubborn cough. So, anyway, guys, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, much lighter subjects, I promise.
Yay!
Bye!
Take a walk on the light side.
No, dark side for life.
Why the fuck do you have MREs?
I got one for my mom!
And we're back!
From outer space.
Where the fuck did we find you here?
Emily's awake, still. Second half. That's unusual.
My asshole! Not fight me, John. I'll fight you.
Emily, why don't you read us in next, lead us in the next story?
Which story do you want me to lead you into?
I don't know, pick one.
We have a lot of them.
Not that many, actually.
That's like, no, that's actually...
I don't know, John, you read me one.
Factually incorrect.
Me reading
I don't believe that you know any.
Once upon a time. What?
I mean...
Once upon a time.
I know you're baiting me, but also I want to prove you wrong.
Hey, Stardew Valley is getting multiplayer.
No, it's not. Next topic.
It's funny, because we don't believe him.
It's not. We were supposed to get fucking... Okay.
Literally years ago.
April of the year it came out. Or the next year, rather. We were supposed to get multiplayer. I bought it under the impression that we might eventually get multiplayer. Unfortunately...
Most people bought it because it was advertised as multiplayer on Steam.
But guess who was wrong?
Steam.
Yes. And you know what?
And also the publisher.
That's what gets me. Well, first of all, it had the fucking Chucklefish touch, which I think instantly... The second that you put Chucklefish anywhere near the name, I think that whatever it is doomed. Like, remind me not to work for Chucklefish. I might die.
I think that's true.
I mean, technically, anybody who breathes has died. Oxygen's a killer. But... So I genuinely do. I wonder if there's not just a deliberate, like, why would you want to fuck your customers so badly? The worst part is that with this much time, I could have learned how to program and done it my goddamn self.
Actually, there were mods for a long time. And actually, the modding community was like, why the fuck haven't you guys done this yet? We literally made it for you.
I know, all you have to do is drag and drop. Just like that.
Like, that was seriously a thing that was happening in the community, is they were getting pissed off, because they're like, we literally made it work already.
Drag and drop. I bet even the modders wouldn't care. They would just be like, please, please just do it. Yeah. Modders might care. No, but
they didn't, though. They wanted them to take it. They actually asked them to. They just didn't.
People bought it under the impression that we would just get it. And I can't imagine...
Because that's what they advertised!
Exactly! Like, they never promise something you can't follow through with.
That's called false advertising.
It is!
There are laws against that.
And if it...
Hey, John, you know, nowadays, where early access is the way to go, everything just needs to come out incomplete, even if it's a full-release game or not. And then they make you wait years until you order the fucking thing to actually give you the thing that you wanted in the first place.
Early release is bullshit. Release a game... fully done, or don't release it at all.
if you buy an early release game, buy it on the fact that you'll be satisfied with what's already there. Because otherwise, you might end up really regretting it. That's how I've been buying my early release games when I do buy them, and it's been great. But I had been burned by that too many times. So.
I just find it kind of funny that it's like, even if you follow that philosophy, which I pretty much do, like, I'm kind of just like, eh, whatever, it's that, like, you know, if they come out with a new feature or something, they're like, hey, you should play this game again, because finally added this feature, the thing that you wanted, right? Right?
It's like, I've already burned myself out in the game. I'll see you back at release.
And then they release it, and they're like, oh, well, fuck it, I already played this game.
I think the game that was the worst about that was Nemoria, because the game released in, like, 2011, and that's when I bought it. And it wasn't featured complete until last year.
Wow.
I think that's completely unacceptable.
That said, I did spend an equal amount of time in it after its release that I did, like, before its release, and it was really good. And I got slightly addicted for a little bit. Like, to the point where I was like, I gotta see how my nouns are doing!
I mean, they don't happen, that nothing happens between...
They do if you hit spacebar!
Okay.
My point is, I was playing it when I probably shouldn't have. A lot. We'll say a lot. I played it while editing once. That didn't go well.
Because you didn't stop editing?
Or
you didn't edit?
I mean, I did edit, but I had to, like, pause the game.
You make that sound like it's such a hard feat for something you should have been doing anyway.
Well, the problem was the alt-tabbing, and sometimes I was like, yeah, I was probably deleting this part, not checking... And then having to go back and recheck it. That's fine.
So in other words, Stardew Valley. Yay.
Yay.
Multiplayer. I don't remember if Haley has a copy of it or not. After we get it, like, after they... Never mind. If they do ever release multiplayer in, like, this mythical land, we might try it out. And we'll let you know how it goes.
They won't. Don't worry.
That's okay. It'll probably actually be somehow worse than the modded multiplayer.
Probably. I believe it.
Which also...
I'm gonna learn how to code, and I can do it myself, and they still won't have it done.
Why the hell wouldn't they just be like, well, the modders already did it, let's just stop fucking beating this dead horse and go home.
You can unlock horses at the end of the game.
Can you unlock dead horses that you can beat?
I don't know. I think a mob that makes, like,
yeah,
Stardew...
Yeah,
I think a mob that makes Stardew into, like, a zombie post-apocalyptic where all of the villagers are... Why not?
Because there's so much saturation of that particular market.
Where the Stardew model is, like, a survival?
Yeah.
God damn it. Fucking zombies.
You have to fight off
the
villagers
again.
To get from getting into your crops.
I mean, that's basically Death Row Canada. Except, you don't move on.
Who the fuck's played that game? That sounds dumb. That's Canada in the title. What, do I want to make maple syrup? Shut up.
Deadly.
Well, to be fair.
Whoa, man.
Instead of horses, you can raise moose.
Warframe! We're gonna talk about Warframe!
Oh, okay, cool.
God damn it. Okay.
Why?
I wanted to talk about it last week, and this... bastard over here prattled on about Final Fantasy for half of the episode.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have given him the podcast.
Yeah, I know, where'd he go?
I was being polite.
Yeah,
I didn't interrupt him even.
That's what you get.
How to interrupt James, John.
Warframe. Oh man, I have been so stuck into that game. It is great. I'm actually getting the feeling that I did when I first started playing World of Warcraft, because the story hooked me finally. Like, it actually properly hooked me. I was like, wow, this is really cool. And then, it only got better, and it was great. And I'm in, like, the, not end game, but, like, middle of the game content, and I'm really loving it, and it's pretty fucking swell. Because the core gameplay doesn't, like, change, per se, it just gets improved upon, so that there's more skill involved in what you do, as opposed to just being like, I'm gonna run it and slash at everything! You have to actually pay attention to what mods you have equipped, because there's a level range you see. In the game, just like normal games, you know, have levels. As you use a warframe, a weapon, or a pet, they actually gain skill. But those skills don't actually do anything, except they allow you to equip mods that cost the amount of skill points that the pet or weapon or warframe has accrued. So, for example, if you have a level 7 warframe, you can equip 7 points worth of mods. And each mod itself has a different cost, and they can be upgraded, or you can have lower versions of the same mod. So you have this huge amount of customization available to you from the get-go, but then as you get to higher levels, you have all of these mods basically maxed out, but you have so many of them that are good that you have to pick and choose which ones you want for each mission, or what type of enemy that you're going to come up across. And it's so wonderful to be able to customize and be like, okay, I need my pet to do this, because I'm going to be going up against this, but I also needed coverage for this, because these guys also appear in this mission. And also, this guy's resistant to melee, so I need to make sure that I have a nice firearm, but those bullets need to be magnetic because they have shields.
Cool.
Why does a magnetic bullet help you with shields?
EMP. Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of customization there, and the game is basically space ninjas versus space robots and or space militia.
Except they're not really ninjas. They're, like, body swappers.
Well, I don't want to spoil the story because there's an entire community. There's an entire huge community of people, including people that are coming over from Destiny 2, which is great. I see it in the chat all the time. That have played this game, Warframe, and they have not, as a community, spoiled the main story points, which are the War Within and the Second Dream. I'm not going to be the bastard who does it. But goddamn, those two things that happen in the game really change the game and the story. And they got me fucking hooked.
But John, loot boxes.
There's no loot boxes.
What?
Everything you buy, they're like, hey, this is the thing you're going to get for sure, and you pay this amount. If you want it.
It's just cosmetic, right?
Or, no, it's not just cosmetic. You can actually straight up buy warframes. But everything that's in the game, everything that's in the game, you can craft. Like, you can get the blueprints for it. So you don't have to grind for it. So, it's very, very consumer-friendly. I love that about this game. I've dropped $10 on the game, and I plan to drop a further $50 to properly purchase the game. But it's just to get Prime access, which just means that, basically, I get whatever the Prime deal is at the time, which is a Warframe and a couple of cosmetics that have been rotated out, and a bunch of Platinum, which is the in-game currency. Which, I wanted to talk about the Platinum, too, because I don't think I've gotten to do that in depth. The Platinum is amazing. The way that they allow you to trade Platinum for goods and services with other players is a fantastic idea. It is super consumer-friendly to allow that.
Do they have, like, an actual in-game currency, or is everything...
Yeah, there's credits that you can spend, like, to craft stuff or to upgrade or buy things. But you also have Platinum that you can earn. You can get Platinum by not actually ever purchasing Platinum from the game developers. You can go to the market and sell stuff in the market to players, and they will give you Platinum.
So Platinum's the premium...
The premium currency, yeah.
But you use it on other shit.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. You can use it to rush crafting projects, which I could totally understand why you want to, but I'm not that impatient.
So you have to wait 72 hours for some things?
Yeah. Like, if you're crafting a warframe, it takes 3 days to craft the warframe entirely. Which is fine, because you have to get all the components to craft it anyway. So...
How many warframes are there? Like...
A lot. Give me a moment, and I'll find you the correct number. Vamp, though. Do you have any other questions I can answer while I'm looking this up?
Not a question so much as a comment that I rarely see John sink so much time and effort and love into a game.
53 warframes right now.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah. That's 53 sets of 4 skills that are unique.
53 characters and their models.
Oh yeah, that is something weird, though. I damn it, it's a story spoiler. Never mind.
Girl warframes with boobies. Boy warframes without them.
It's a little weird.
And they refer to them with, like, this is her thing, this is his thing.
He, she, and it.
Yeah, they have their thing, too. This is their... I like that they have gender-neutral ones, too. You know?
I mean, I guess. It doesn't bother me at all so much as any of them having gender, because they're...
They're not exactly gendered things, but...
Exactly.
They're kind of gendered, I guess. I mean, the fact that they have boobies.
Well, and Tristan and I were talking about this. Tristan being the guy I got into it, who got me further into it. I was talking to him about this, and I was like, well, you know, we name boats female names and stuff. I was like, that actually makes a degree of sense.
Well, we also don't put... Well, never mind. I just, like... I don't know.
We don't put tits on a boat, is what you were going to say?
I was going to say that, but then I thought about, like, old-timey ships with, like, mermaids slapped on the front.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
You do put boobs on a... I almost said mermaid. You do put boobs on a boat.
I mean, you do put boobs on a mermaid.
And, yeah. And that mermaid on a boat.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, this game has gotten me to actually, like, put my attention into it. Which is notoriously hard for me to do. It's been able to captivate me, which is not a thing that games often manage. And usually when a game does that, I devour them in their entirety, and then I'm done with them forever. And this
Such
game...
as?
Bioshock.
Also, anyone who has John on their fucking Steam friends list can attest to the fact that nothing can hold his fucking attention.
Yeah, even games I actually like 20XDX, I tire of.
You're sitting there playing a game on Steam and all of a sudden it's like, bloop, John playing a game. 5 minutes later, bloop, John playing another game. John playing another game.
I'll watch him. I'll be laying on the couch over here and I'll watch him switch and switch and switch. And nothing is, like, yeah, you have 3 hours in a game. You've switched games a bajillion times, but you have 3 hours in it now.
In my defense, some of those games are roguelikes, and I switch on the first death.
Why would you do that? Why buy a game if you're going to switch on the first death, you crybaby? You quitter?
I mean, because I had my run. I felt like doing a run, and then I lost, and I'm like, oh, well, that sucked.
That's stupid! Why would you do that?
Conversely, there are days when I'm like, okay, one more run. Okay, this is the run.
This is the run.
I mean, I know you guys have been around when I've said that, and you guys have been subject to that as well. So, this is the run. Okay, guys, this one's the run.
To be fair, that was that one time at Christmas that you, me, and James, Splunky. And then Haley was being a dick. and we... Yeah.
Your girlfriend's kind of a dick at Splunky.
I know.
Well, yeah.
Deliberately trying to kill us so we'd do something different.
You shouldn't, they're your teammates. You shouldn't try and kill them. You should try and beat them, but you shouldn't try and kill them.
Yeah.
Passively.
That's
passively
your money, but it's our gaming experience.
See, it was kind of funny. The Super Mario Brothers Wii, first one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Remember playing that?
Yes.
Over and over?
Yes, I do.
So we had all 3 save files, like, maxed out on it?
I do remember that, yes. That was a good experience.
That's pretty much how we fucking, like, made it through those games. Just been like, alright, well, I'm just gonna be a total asshole and jump on people's heads and be a total douche.
Yeah, but that's a little different. Like, you make progress in Mario just because when someone's dead, they come back.
Yeah.
In Spelunky, when someone's dead, they're gone.
Okay,
unless you, like, happen to revive them later on.
This is a shopkeep. I'm gonna steal this gun.
No!
Because even if you kill the shopkeep, he still comes after you.
Every single floor.
Yep. And then you hear that fucking music play, like, where the fuck is it?
Anyway, guys, Warframe is pretty great. I can't say it enough. I really genuinely like Warframe. I love how the chat fills up with new Destiny 2 players all the time who are leaving Destiny 2 because they heard that Warframe was better, and then they find out that Warframe is better, and it's great. Oddly enough, Josh decided that he wanted to get into Destiny 2.
Wasn't he into Warframe?
He's been playing Warframe with us. He's like, yeah, I just got into Destiny 2. It's pretty great. I'm doing the up to level 7 trial. It's like, oh, you're gonna regret sinking money into that game.
Didn't Broughton play Destiny?
Yes.
Doesn't Broughton like bad games?
Yes.
Sorry, Broughton, if you're listening. You're not listening. But, sorry, Broughton, if you're listening. But I have not had a good experience with what I've watched of Destiny. Because I think it's bad, but I mean, you might have to... It's bad.
Oh. I really want to talk about the story of Destiny.
Don't.
Warframe.
Don't.
I'm not going to.
Don't.
I'm not going to. But the thing that makes the game really unique, though, are those Warframes themselves, hence the name. Every single character that you get in the game feels different. Like, they have some fundamental things. Like, they can all spiral jump. They can all jump twice. They can all slide across the ground. But other than that, they're basically all different in how they control, what their abilities do, and the role that they can fulfill. You have characters like Excalibur, who's just, you're up close and personal, I'm gonna fuck up whatever is in front of me, and also that guy. That type of character. Or you have someone like Oberon, who's like, I am going to heal everyone, and also I'm going to create a sanctified area of ground that anything that walks on top of it is gonna catch on fire in a holy blaze. And also, here's a smite, and here's a smite, and here's a smite, and here's a smite, and you're all dead. Or you'll have someone like... That's a good example. Gaara, who uses crystals and glass as her focus. So she's like, I'm going to make a whip out of glass and cut everything apart in front of me in a big sweeping arc. And then I'm going to create a big wall all around me in a diameter of that is dictated by my casting power of glass that enemies can't shoot through or walk through.
Because when I think durability, I think glass.
Well, it's crystal, too.
It sounds like you have some feelings about this game.
You have all of these different characters that play entirely differently in this game where you are very easily able to mix and match with other players. With a very friendly community, with a developer that, when pushed about, hey, these prices are a little predatory, they stopped doing that pricing thing and said, okay, what's a better idea?
Yeah, sure, leave it up to the purchasers.
I mean, they can at least extrapolate what the people want from that.
So what you're saying, John, is they sat down and they're like, well, what's your solution?
They didn't, though. That's the thing. They did. They opened discussion rather than shutting it down.
Fair enough. Sorry.
No, I mean, that's funny because of the callback, but...
To be fair...
They did open it rather than shutting it down.
Saying what would you like is a lot like saying what's your solution.
I don't know. Well, also, and it's nice to get community feedback and not conforming to it, like using it as, like, this is my directive, but taking what people are saying and be like, basically, find a middle ground.
Yeah.
Because if just the act of, like, opening a discussion with your community and being like, okay, so, obviously, I'm not going to, like, give you admin credentials and let you just, like, dictate the price, because then you'll just be like, oh, one penny, ha ha, or just, like, something really ridiculous. It's like, I want to know what you are willing to pay, and we'll figure this out. Just the act of doing that, like, makes people more receptive to your eventual, like, rebuttal, almost, where you're like, okay, those were some great suggestions, how about this middle ground? Or, like, maybe a little more toward there, or, you know, that sort of thing.
And take that in perspective of other companies, like EA or Blizzard, where they're like, okay, we've heard your complaints, and we've listened. You're right. We shouldn't have been doing this thing that we were totally doing on purpose. We thought that was a bad idea, too, once we got caught.
But we're still going to do it.
But we're still going to do it in later patches, but not tell you until we get caught again. And then we'll apologize again, and then we'll keep doing it until we get caught again. And then when we get caught again, John's going to make this joke, the same joke last week, that he's making right now.
And then what?
And then it'll just be fodder for the internet.
Not because of us.
No. No. They are the joke.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. Yeah. Or they'll be like, oh, you know, we don't actually need this money. It doesn't affect our bottom line. You know.
Money is all that matters.
So, Emily, you have been without a computer.
Don't remind me.
But you've also been... You've been playing on the laptop, haven't you?
No.
Oh. Homework, James, to answer your question.
Aw.
Yeah.
Have you been playing everything?
Yes, she has.
Shut up. Don't tell them.
What is it? What is it?
She's been playing a mobile game.
I know.
Called Love Nikki.
It's the fashion game.
Okay, forget I asked. I'm sorry.
No, you open this can of worms, you gonna find out about Love Nikki.
It's nothing special. It's a fashion game.
Explain.
There's nothing to it.
What makes you love Nikki?
What makes you love Nikki?
Pretty clothes. I like magical girls, and I like anime-looking shit, and this makes me happy, and eat my asshole is what I have to do. I need something to genuinely distract me while my computer's not working.
I've told you you could use mine!
It's different. It is. It's different.
That said, if you enjoy the game, and I've told you this a number of times,
it makes me happy.
If you enjoy the game, do what you want.
And ultimately, I mean, I don't know. I need a time waster to just keep my brain on anything that's not stress right now.
You are what the gaming industry calls a whale, though.
Excuse me?
Wow, John.
See, I knew that joke was coming even as I was thinking about saying it.
What do you
mean,
though?
Prepare for this.
I don't know what that means.
Really?
Wait.
So you have whales, dolphins, and fish.
How much have you spent on Love, Nikki?
Like $30 over the last 2 months? 3 months?
3 months?
2 months.
Okay, John. Even $30 in a month is far from a whale. But...
I don't understand what it means!
I thought it was 1 month, first of all.
Uh-uh,
because wasn't it $20 for a single dress?
I haven't bought that.
Oh, I thought you did.
No. I think overall I spent $30. Yeah, it's a $20 dress,
took more than
and
you
it's
did.
Beautiful. I don't understand what the whale is.
I thought you'd spent more than you did.
I don't
it's
understand.
Someone who keeps investing lots of cash into a game.
I mean, I like it. I don't know that I like it that much.
It's kind of like Ahab saying, "There she is, the white whale."
It's basically just the like proportional to the average user how much one person spends. Like someone who literally like is playing a free to play like mobile app and actually buys like hundreds of dollars worth of content is
part of the whale.
Yeah. So if you spend hundreds,
James, don't you buy
of dollars,
shit?
What
in Hearthstone?
No. Well, I have. But over the years that I've played the game, I've maybe spent like $20, if that.
Cool.
And considering the amount of entertainment I've gotten out of it and the length of time I've been playing it, that is definitely below average, honestly. But like, if you're the person who's like, my entire card collection is golden, I literally drop hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, because there are people who spend thousands of dollars each expansion on cards.
$61,000 on a digital skin.
Someone who buys a fucking sniper skin for $60,000. It was
Counter-Strike Go.
The skin for a sniper rifle. Literally $60,000.
But why?
Yes.
Yeah. Because apparently it's super rare and is digitally signed by a team member of some thing, like some
was
CSGO
it Shibubi?
Team.
It's pretty cool actually, I think
so, yeah.
It's hard to get?
Basically, it's the gun skin that's hard to get.
It's definitely not.
Somebody made $60,000 on it?
Somebody first made $31,000, and then the guy turned around and resold it for double that.
So someone made like
$30,000. That's a down payment on a house.
I know.
Because of an online transaction.
A pile of ones and zeros that they could shut down the servers for any day and literally just be gone.
So I guess both of you would be dolphins right now then. Because you are someone who is inclined to spend money on the game, but not exorbitant amounts.
Well, like, I'd almost, depending on the time frame, I'd almost still call that fish. I mean, like, dolphins I would see as someone who spends above
Skadoodle.
Average. Skadoodle. Oh, yeah. I would see that as someone who spends above average.
Hi, guys,
and then, like,
it's time to skadoodle!
And then a whale being someone who spends, like,
hundreds.
Like, thousands of percent over the average.
I honestly thought that you had spent, like, $100 on the game, hun.
I have definitely not spent $100. Jesus Christ.
Again, I thought that.
How could I have spent $100? What could I have bought?
None of my fucking business. Because it's a game that you would have enjoyed, and I would have totally been okay with that.
With me spending... I love you, and I am so appreciative that you are okay with me doing whatever I want. First of all, because I'm a grown-ass woman. Second of all, because you're really considerate. But please, get angry if I spend $100 on a fucking mobile-ass game.
If you did it over time, it would be not a big deal.
Oh, I probably
will. If you did it all at once, I'd be like, you spend a fucking $100 on this thing?
Yeah.
Honestly, if you think about certain games and their, you know, entertainment, length of entertainment and dollar ratio, you think about, like, spending $60 on a new game that comes out, which, granted, for me, I don't really buy games when they first come out, but $60 is, you know, the standard price for games right about now.
Well,
and, like, and if you think about how much time you spend on that $60 game, depending on the genre, some people spend a lot more time, like, say, if it's a Call of Duty or something like that, and they spend time online playing it, or if they just one and done, like, they do the missions, and or they do the storyline, and then they're done with it. You know, you spend, like, 20 to 40 hours on a single game that you spend $60 on, or you spend $100 to $200 on a game that you've literally sunk, like, hundreds if not thousands of hours
on. Well, you think about this, if you're playing, like, a subscription-based game or something like that, typically the price is like $15 a month, and you go for that, it's like $130 a year, and then times how many years you play it, plus expansions and costs.
Wait, are you talking about WoW?
Yeah. I was literally just doing the math for like, how much money did I spend on WoW before I stopped?
And then you also think about how many hours that you played in WoW, and the fact that it is an MMO, so it's designed to provide hundreds of hours of entertainment.
Hours of fun!
Or at least it's supposed to occupy you for hundreds of hours.
And in this case, for the whole family.
The thing is, my attention span saved me from that game. Because I kept getting bored. I'd get reinvigorated for a little bit when the new expansion came out, so I did end up buying four expansions. Three expansions.
And then what happened? Pandaria?
About the time of Pandaria, I was like, Pandaria, I'm just not enjoying this game anymore. It's not fun anymore. At all.
Did you buy Pandaria?
Nope.
Oh.
See, I'm also the type of person where, I mean, I've never actually gotten to the end game of an MMO. Playing Final Fantasy XIV.
That's an end game?
Yeah.
Well, that's what people sink all the time into it. Like, you've got extra quests, you've got gear that you can, like, level up, you've got raids that you can do.
You've got cosmetics.
Different jobs that you can level up, that sort of thing. But that's all happens after you play through, like, the missions, the base storyline of the game. Like, me, I fully intend on playing 14 until I get through all the main content and then dropping it to 15.
In fact, they say that Warframe, the end game currently, is Fashion Frame. So basically making your cosmetics look good. And that's either through purchasing them on the market or earning the cosmetics via alerts in the game.
Okay, so the cosmetics, it's pretty much only the color packs, right?
Okay, so this is...
Because what I've seen is that you can... First of all, you can customize the color, which is super cool. But then you can buy color packs.
Yeah, you can buy color palettes. But the thing is, you can actually, through the clan dojos and stuff, like if you join a clan, you can craft the colors, too.
That's stupid.
But you have to craft them one by one.
And colors are the only thing?
No. I mean, there's parts for Warframes that change how they look, too. Like, you have the Sindana, which is, like, your cape. Or you have, like, the individual helmets for each Warframe, or the arms. The actual skin for the overall style of the Warframe. Then you have Prime versions of each Warframe as well.
What do you do?
Prime versions of the Warframes are actually technically different Warframes. But what they are is
there one
stronger, and
Octopus?
They look different. No.
Damn it.
Yeah, that'd be a loss of reading that.
Yeah. Is there a problem?
It's cold.
That's not my fucking problem. All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and call it here for this week, I think. Anything else you guys want to have as finishing thoughts? Fucking stop it!
Let me put my foot in your armpit. My final thought.
Let me put my foot in your...
So anyway, guys.
I remember watching this video once about a guy who...
Anyway, guys, from all of us here at Dapper Shark Studios, it's been a good talk, right?
Fist.
That's how we do this.
In his...
Fist. That's just...
Jar of peanut butter.
Sharks are born with all of their teeth.
And they fight their way out of the womb.
No, they don't. Good night, everybody.
Like ninjas. like kung fu their way out of the womb.
I hate you all.